Blog Talk Radio.
Hear me? Please tell me yes or no, because I can't tell. Hello? Can you guys hear me? Anne? Kathy? John? Hello? Can anybody hear me? No. Ah, crapola. Okay. Shut up, you dingbat cat. What? I'm looking at it right here. Okay. Hello, can anybody hear me now?
I hear you.
Man alive. I got funky stuff going on. This is just totally strange. I gotta get rid of this thing. We can't listen to this the whole time.
This is unbelievable.
Whatever you
do, it stays here.
I had some freaky.
Okay.
I'm gonna mute my phone.
And then you guys tell me if you can hear me at that point.
All right. Can you hear me? Oh, my God. Yes, Blog Talk is wonderful. Uh-huh. I tell you. Oh, my Lord. Can you guys hear me? With noise. Yes, a big squeak, right? A squeak? Like a rusty wagon wheel. I don't know what this is. I don't know what's doing it. All right, let me see. Maybe if I go this way.
And mute this one. Okay. I'm just use my phone. Because going through the mic is that big squeal. And I don't know why. It's weird. This is totally weird. Hopefully you can only hear me once now. I got this stupid... I don't know what it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to answer it and see what happens. Hang on. Hello, is anybody there?
Hello.
This is funky phone number. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Jenny.
Hi, are you calling on your phone?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I'm looking at this phone number going, who the heck is that?
I was saying hello to a screen for the past 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, with that big old squeal. I don't know what that squeal was all about. Like,
didn't know if you could hear me or not.
I couldn't. I couldn't hear anybody at that point. All I could hear was that horrible squeal. I don't know what that was from. Like has been said, isn't Blog Talk wonderful?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Anyway.
I love
Elvis. How are you doing, sugar?
I love Elvis.
Well, I certainly hope so, honey. You waste a lot of time and energy if you don't. So So what are you up to? How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
Rubbish.
Oh, well, I've got a little bit of cloudy, but it's not raining. So I can handle that.
I'm from London.
Yes, I can kind of tell. I'm from Georgia.
I like your accent.
It's only, I've only lived here 8 months, so it's kind of new, and I don't even hear it anymore. It just happens. But I had someone remark the other day that I called from home in Spokane, and she said, "Boy, you got that southern drawl already, girl." Well, yeah, okay. Can't do anything about it, but that's all right. Well, hey, honey. It's going to be too expensive for you to hang on for the whole show. You got a radio or computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wanted to say hello, Elvis. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, sweetie. How are you doing? Yeah, we already know. I know. I asked you that before. I have a lot of people asking your name, sweetheart. We've got like 3 or 4 people with that London drawl.
My name is Hazel.
Hazel. Hello, honey. How are you doing? It's nice to have a new name. Nice to have a new person, a new listener. I guess I can't call you a new person. You're more than 10 hours old. But, you know. Have you been listening long?
Yeah.
Good.
I've been listening. I have a nice picture painting of Elvis's face on my wall.
Does it have lipstick marks on it?
It's like I've painted it on the wall.
Right, right. But have you put lipstick marks on it from kissing it?
Oh, no.
Everybody is saying hi here. Everybody is saying hi. So welcome to the family, Hazel.
We hope you enjoy. How do you talk to other people on your blog talk?
Well, with blog talk, they have to either call into my studio, which is limited in number, or there is a certain chat group that you have to be a member of to be able to talk to them. Other than that, you kind of hang on there and listen, and if you have a comment, you can go to one of the groups and do little comments and things like that, and they'll get them. They'll get them. My group is the TLC Radio Network. And you could leave comments on there, and everybody could go there and see them.
Uh-huh.
That would work. Yeah, here on Blog Talk, it's rather limited. I don't know what they did with it, but my comment section is gone. Because I'm on the broadcast screen. I don't know what it is on the regular screen where you listen to the show. But there could be if you're watching it and listening on your computer, you'll have the regular screen there, and there's probably a comment section there on that screen.
It just says comments, but nothing is under it.
Oh, all right. Well, they may have changed that. There used to be a comment section on that page, so they may have changed it. But, That's the best thing I know is if there's a comment section where you're listening to the show on your computer, or if you go to the TCB network or the TLC radio network, and you can leave your comments and things there, and people will see them, and they can reply to you. So that would work, too.
Do you have Facebook?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, honey, the TLC Radio Network or the TCB Network on Facebook. Those are Facebook pages.
Okay.
And you can do it there. And I'll even check up on you and see if you left any comments and answer you.
What's your group called?
TLC Radio Network.
Is that the one with Elvis in red background?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, that's the scene from the 68 special. And the other page that you can look on is the Elvis TCB Network.
I found you.
Okay. Okay, yeah, if you have any comments, you can leave it there, and then I can ask the girls that are in the chat group right here to just check my page and see if you have any comments that they can answer, kind of include
mm-hmm.
you in that. All right?
I'll call back another time if you're busy
now.
Fantastic.
I would really love that. I know what that 10-digit, is that 10, 4, 8, 9, 10, 12-digit phone number is. Yeah.
your number is 9 digits.
right, exactly. Well, it's a difference in the country code, I think. So, but that's okay.
So if Elvis is listening, I'll just say hello.
Well, he is home, so you're okay, and he heard you. All right?
Sorry?
And he did a little bit ago, he did say, hi, Hazel. So you're doing
okay.
Good. All right? Good deal.
Okay.
All right,
love
honey.
You, Elvis.
Thank you for calling. It was very exciting to have you call. It, that phone number kind of freaked me out, but then I figured I'll just talk to somebody, and whoever answers will be there. But,
Elvis,
yeah, I just want you to know that, yes, he is here, and he did hear you say hello, and he said, hi, Hazel. Okay?
Okay.
There you go. All right,
love
honey.
You.
Hey, you have a great day. You have a fantastic day. And when you can, you call again, because that'll be great. I'll recognize your number. Okay, honey.
Take care,
Jenny. All
right,
fantastic. You have a fantastic day, sweetheart. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, really. Hey, you got that good. You got that good. All right, darling.
I do.
Let's
I
get
do
some
very
music
good,
in here.
I do a very good
well, honey?
Impressions.
Yeah. That doesn't matter. You tried, and that's all that makes any difference is that you want to do it, and it comes across. We know what you're doing. That's all that matters. It's good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sweetie. We'll talk to you again. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool. Can't ask for much more than a new caller from the UK. Wow. That is really neat. That's awesome. And, yes, that did cost her a pretty penny, so it was a really, really special phone call, a very special phone call. All right, so let's absorb that and cogitate on it, and we'll listen to some music. Now, this is one that you sent me earlier, Charlie Daniels. It's called, and it reminded me of every old musician I have known. Lordy, and there have been some, I tell you. This is Charlie Daniels doing a song called Old Rock and Roller.
He's just an old rock and roller playing music in a back street bar. And he sings a little flat, and he never learned to play the guitar. But he keeps on belting out them rhythm and blues, Long, tall Sally in blue suede shoes. He just can't accept the fact he's never gonna be a star. He's just an old rock and roller playing music in a backstreet bar. He had a record in the 60s that was big enough to go top 10. And though he tried and he tried, he never could make it happen again. He's been living 20 years on bourbon and pride, and Jerry Lee went country and Elvis died. And then his third wife left him, but he never really thought it would last. And now she ain't nothing but another little blast from the past. Sometimes late on a Saturday night when the crowd's out having fun, he steps to the mic with a gleam in his eye, and once again he's 21. And then it's Bebop-a-Lulu in Heartbreak Hotel, and that'll be the day. But then the sweet bird of youth just flies away. He's an earthbound eagle that never did learn how to fly. He ain't ever gonna make it, but he sure did give it a try. So go dye your hair and turn the music up loud. When it's time to go, at least you'll go down proud. You ain't never gonna be nothing but what you are. Just an old rock and roller playing music in a backstreet bar. Just an old rock and roller playing music in a backstreet bar.
Da-da-da. I like that. But I like Charlie Daniels. So. Oh, well. Hey, you know what, guys? I'm going to try something. My phone. I'm just going to mute my phone and turn on my mic and see if my mic works now that I don't have that super huge long-distance call. That might have been part of the problem, but let's find out.
Okay. Can you hear my mic? Oh, but it's still kind of weird. I'm going to go on my phone. This isn't...
Okay. Now we can at least hear me, and we're not getting all that funky extra sound. Yeah. I don't know what's up with that. I think that squeal was something from that Across the Ocean connection. So who knows? But I've got it on my phone, so we'll do that, and it'll be better. It will be better. Okay. Now I'm going to play one now that, again, it came up right. It's like magic, you know. But anyway, John sent this one this morning as well, and it was one that he decided that Roy Hamilton could do a better job, that he could sing it better. So he gave it to Roy Hamilton. So here is Angelica.
Each night I meant to sing, I mess up through the day, but I forget it. I never said it. I passed the flower shop. Lord knows I meant to stop, but I'd say tomorrow, perhaps tomorrow. Tomorrow there'd be time. time to give her everything on my
job, but he did pretty good, so we'll give him that one. Yeah, it works. I don't know about doing a better job. That doesn't that does not compute. Oh, computers, my gosh, they're driving me nuts right now. Anyway, here's another one that came this morning with the others that I'm playing right now. It's by Jimmy Nail. I don't know. I didn't name him. Anyway, Jimmy Nail, and the song is called Cowboy Dreams.
Love's a silver bullet that blows your world apart. I wanna be remembered as an outlaw, hunting the boy who stole your heart. I wanna be the guy who wears the white hat and rides across the plain. Gonna be an enigmatic stranger, honey, you're looking at your shame. Cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, you give me cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, you give me cowboy dreams. If ever you're in trouble, if ever you are down, I'm gonna be the hanging judge and sheriff, gonna ride your troubles out of town. You're looking at a mountain, you're looking at the law, you're looking at a six-gun legend, fastest on the draw. Cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams, give me cowboy dreams, cowboy dreams. cowboy dream. I can make you happy, it's easier than it seems. I'm gonna ambush you at sundown, gonna give you cowboy dreams. Yippee-yay, I'm gonna give you cowboy dreams. Love's a silver bullet that blows your world apart. I wanna have it written on my tombstone, here lies the boy who stole your heart. And yippee-yay, cowboy dream.
That's about as country as you get. Well, maybe not quite as country as you get. Pretty close. Oh, my goodness, gosh. Jennifer, your brain is strange. You left it in the fridge too long. Anyhow, okay. You guys, let me know, because I keep forgetting that I'm on my phone doing this, and I turn my head away, and I know it's hard for you to hear me if I do that. So let me know if I do that, because that's just nasty. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. It's been a heck of a day, I tell you. Nothing happened but a whole lot of things to take care of. Figure that out, right? Anyway, okay. Yes. I'm going to, oh, crap, I didn't put the song in. I'm going to do that Thursday. But just to give you a heads up on it, what I'm going to do Thursday, because I couldn't get the song to load on the new computer and it was too late to switch it because I was not on the ball. I fell off the wagon. You know, one of those children's little red wagons that if you hit a rock, you get dumped over. That's what happened. I fell on my head. Remember, I have an excuse. I fell on my head. Anyway, what has happened is the founding member and bass player for Bon Jovi has died. He was 70. I remember that. I don't think I ever read the part that said what he died from. It's like, okay, the dude's gone. Why worry about it, right? But anyway, his name was Alec John Such. And like I say, he was founding member of Bon Jovi. So we're missing another one. We're missing another one. Oh, my goodness gosh. They just keep, the older we get, the more they pile up, you know? It's, well, good thing they don't pile up. They actually take care of them in the meantime. But at any rate, the memories have to keep piling up so that we don't lose them. And right now, losing people just really kind of affects me a little more than normal. But it'll be okay. We'll be okay. Wade's having fun playing with his mama's phone. Okay. That's all right. That's all right. Yes, honey, I did say he was 70. I'm going to get the bio downloaded and everything, and we'll give him a really good bio and play a couple of Bon Jovi songs on Thursday, just because I forgot to look him up. Hey, hang on here. Let me check this. Where is that? There it is. What's the name of that song, John? The Bon Jovi song. Good grief. I go to type it and it flies right out of my head. That's just not fair. I know what to do. You go around by the back door. Thank goodness they make them. And it's not in the computer anymore. Well, I checked, honey. I did check. I was hoping it was still in the computer, but I took it out. Oh, well. I'll do it on Thursday. We'll play two Bon Jovi songs and do a tribute to Alec. So goodbye, Alec. Rest well, and we shall tribute you later, honey. For sure, for sure. All right. For now, if I can ever learn how to type, man, that's not likely to happen at this late date. Okay, here is Daniel O'Donnell. Yeah, yes, that's it. Thank you, honey. Living on a prayer. I couldn't remember that to save my life. Good thing it wasn't in danger. All right, Daniel O'Donnell. Uno Mas.
I can't say that I blame you one little bit. Guess if I were you, I'd be tired of it. All of this hurt I put you through. I don't know what it takes, but believe me, girl, my heart needs a break. I've made it easy for you to leave me, but I'm begging you. Uno más, por favor. Let me show you I can be everything that you need and more. Darling, please, losing you would be the end of me. And though another chance is asking a lot, please give me uno más. Girl, I know you don't own one word at all, but I'm begging and pleading and I'll even crawl to keep you here in these arms of mine. The man that you knew before, he's not gonna be around here anymore. He's just a memory, it's a new man that you see, so please change your mind. Uno más, por favor. Let me show you I can be everything that you need and more. Darling, please, losing you would be the end of me. And though another chance is asking a lot, please give me uno más. Darling, please, losing you would be the end of me. And though another chance is asking a lot, please give me the uno más. Though another chance is asking a lot, please give me uno más.
Oh, well, how are you? Around the Samps.
Curse with them.
I curse with them.
Take five. Six.
Damn, Ronnie. This is lost his mind back here.
I said three corn patches about four cotton fields away. I said three corn patches about four cotton fields away. There's the prettiest girl in the whole darn U.S. I said eight. She got big brown eyes, long black wavy hair. She got big brown. Well, I've been to Chicago, been to New Orleans. Yes, I've been to Chicago, been to New Orleans. I'd rather see my baby working in her old blue jeans. I said three corn patches, about four cotton fields. Yard all night.
don't bite. I said 3 corn patches, got 4 cotton fields away. I said 3 corn patches, about 4 cotton fields away. Lives the prettiest girl in the whole darn U.S. I said 8
All right. I just had to be kind of answering messages here, and they were important, so I felt I should take out a minute and do that. Okay, here is what we do. We play another song. That obviously was an Elvis song, but I love that. You count where a person is by how many cotton fields and how many corn patches there are between you and the person that you're trying to tell someone how to find. I think that's kind of hilarious myself, but it's a southern way. We do that in North Idaho a lot too, only there it's like, okay, there's this wheat field and then you'll pass a corn field, then you got the soybeans and 2 more wheat fields. And here it's corn patches and cotton fields. So, you know, not really so different, just different crops. So that's okay. That's okay. All right, here's one by James Taylor, and it was also done by Okrum. I know the guy's name, and I didn't write it down, and now my brain went fried. Anyway, somebody did it in a faster version a little bit before, and that's the version we mostly know of this song. But here's James Taylor doing his version of Handyman.
Listen to what I'm putting down.
That'd be nice to have a handyman, wouldn't it? Hmm. You get a lot of little honeydews done without having honey to do them.
Oh, yes.
Many years ago, I had a honey to do all the stuff that I wanted done around the house, all the projects, all the prettying up, and all the replacing and fixing. But I'm learning to do it all myself. Yeah, that gets interesting. It'll get interesting when the bathroom becomes my next project. Oh, Lordy, that could be real interesting. I ain't ripping that tub out myself. I'm going to hire it done. I'll buy the shower unit at Lowe's and have them come tear the tub out and put the shower in and build a new linen cabinet next to it. There we go. We like that. All righty, country music. I know you like country music. This is what I call country. It's not 1950 stuff, because that stuff makes me want to gag most of the time. But here is Waylon Jennings. Are you sure Hank done it this way? Guys, that's country. That get fiddle, just that twang that he put on that, that's country. You know, Waylon Jennings, of course. I don't think Waylon did anything but country. He may have done some gospel, but he's definitely a country boy. He was a country boy. But hey, that's all right. Tom T. Hall. Do you guys remember Tom T. Hall? He was called the storyteller. Can I think of anything off the top of my head? Not right quick, but I remember that. I love listening to him because his stuff always tells a story. And quite often they'll make you cry. All right?
Here is "That's How I Got to Memphis."
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Well, I guess if you have to have a strange reason to get to Memphis, that's as good as any. Following somebody is probably one of the better reasons to get anywhere. You know what I mean? Why not, right? At least you're going to know somebody when you get there. Oh, I'm sorry. Those things just kind of fall out of my mouth without going through my brain first, you know? Oh, my goodness sakes. Okay, I wanted to let you guys know some of the songs that Tom T. Hall did. So get a pen and paper real fast. And if you're like me, you always have one next to you anyway. And then you can write these down because they are worth listening to. Some of them are going to make you laugh. And I don't think I wrote any down that would make you cry. No, they're all laughing songs, so it's okay. All right, Watermelon Wine. I Like Beer. A Week in a Country Jail. I love that one. And Faster Horses. Give those a listen. Give you an idea of who Tom T. Hall was, the storyteller. Da, 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 da. And since we're doing country western, I just kind of feel like doing one of mine, okay? So if you don't enjoy it, just plug your ears and go up the kitchen and get something to drink.
Thank you. and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together.
One of my favorites. It's right in my range, so it's easy to sing, you know. But Ray Price is the artist I learned that from. I'm not sure if he was the first one to do it, but he's the one I learned it from. And Elvis recorded that as well. So it's a good song. Everybody likes it. Everybody picks it. Everybody wants to sing it. And that's just fine. Okay? Here is one that John sent me. It's Jim Croce. You guys remember Jim Croce? Oh, my gosh. He died so many years ago. Was mid-70s, early 70s, something like that. Anyway, he died in a plane crash. Another one that just bit the dust in a plane crash. I don't like small planes. They keep telling me, you know what? They're safer than a car. And it's like, well, out of all of the people I know that died in plane crashes, including one of my uncles, you'd have to prove that to me. You know, I want a big plane or a car. At least then, if you're in a car, you have a chance of getting out of it. Small plane, you're gone. That's it. All right. Well, anyway, here is poor old Jim Croce, and he was so good. He did Leroy Brown, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. I think that's probably the one he's known most for. But I'm not playing that song. So if you got your hopes up, too bad. Here is I'll Have to Say I Love You in a song.
I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you, but what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I'll have to say I love you in a song. I just gotta say, I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Croce was good. Oh, yeah. And if I'm remembering correctly, he wrote a lot of his songs, too. But it was so sad that he got killed. He was not an old guy, either. He was pretty young when he went down in flames. That was really sad. Made me sad when I heard it. Okay. Anyway, okay. We'll pass that. Do you guys remember Blondie, the group Blondie? Do you remember Blondie? Okay. There was a song, something about made of glass or something. Anyway, Debbie something or other, she was the blonde. Okay. At any rate, here's a song that when you look at it, you think Sunday Gospel. Oh, not from Blondie. No. This is called Sunday Girl. But it's not gospel. How often did I hear that growing up? Hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. You should just make me laugh. I figured out what she was telling me. Just be patient. That wasn't so funny. Anyway, Elvis, it's time for an Elvis song. I know we got to do it. We got to do it. You know, it's okay. Okay. Here is Reconsider, baby.
Separate this way. We've been together so long. Do I have to separate this way? Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday.
Wait a minute, boy.
All right. Really? Oh, yeah. No doubt. All right, I'm going to do one now. The video is live. The video is of the Hollywood Vampires with Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp. Now, that's what the video is. I can listen to it a bit more to realize if it's really Johnny Depp singing or not. But I don't care because I like it. It doesn't matter to me. I love it. I hope you guys enjoy it. Here you go. And just like that, there's no slide off, there's no diminuendo, there's no actual da-da-da-da-da ending. It just quits. And you know what a fan I am of real endings. Well, that isn't one of them. Okay, you guys, you got to do it over and put an ending on it. Yeah, like that's going to make an impression, right? Okay. Anyhow, you guys all know the name Bobby Rydell, right? Please tell me you remember Bobby Rydell. He's got a lot of songs you got to remember. Anyway, John sent this one, Bobby Rydell, Wild One. I got another one that you guys you'll like it, and it'll kind of finish soothing the ruffled feathers that sweet emotion created. But you know what? It's good for you to shake up your brain cells every once in a while. It really is, because then they go, oh my God, what's this? What's happening? Do we call the fire department? We need help. And then you realize that it's just a different kind of song. And then you can start calming down. And it's okay. So you had Wild One. Now I'm going to play you the McCoys doing Hang On, Sloopy. Thank you. And that's all she wrote. I think it's now that she wrote that. Anyway, I love that song. I think that's fantastic. And I love the video that goes with that song. It's like, even as a woman, I am mesmerized by that gal that dances to this video on, or to this song on the video. It's like, okay, doesn't her back hurt when she gets done doing that? But I can't ask her. So, you know, that's just, I would think her back probably hurts a great deal when she gets done doing that. But, you know, I remember when I was young, I could dance like that all night long and not hurt. But now, yeah, get through one song. Anyway, I'm going to play a Beatles song just because I can. Okay? So here is the Beatles' Ticket to Ride. And they did this. This recording was remixed and redone in February this is the original. That's the original. February 23rd of 64. So this is an oldie but a goodie. To Ride. Okay, you sang the song, that's good, but now if you're going to turn your mic back on, you need to stop singing. Not because it's out of key or anything, but just because I hear it before you guys hear it. It's like a two-note delay, and it sounds really, really strange if you're singing along before the part even happens. So I just have to keep reminding myself, you got to stop now, Jenny. You got to stop now, Jenny. It's really kind of funny seeing me sitting here talking to myself all the time. My goodness gosh. Okay, Bob Seger. Oh, please tell me you guys remember Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band. Well, even if you don't, I'm going to play it anyway. Against the Wind.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove.
Watch a young man running.
Okay. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Against the Wind. That could tire you out, you know? Walking against the wind can tire you out. Can you imagine running against the wind? Never mind. I don't want to go there. At any rate, here is the Lena Rockers, Boogie Queen.
And play a song. A whole lot of shaking is going on. The joint starts rocking. I can't go wrong. My band of chicks walks through the door, looking so neat. I can't breathe no more. Gotta make a dance. One thing's for sure. I'm such a boogie, boogie queen.
Guitar pickers in Nashville. and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on the Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville, and up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Jack, playing clean as country water. Nashville Jack, playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Jack, been playing since they say this. Nashville Jack, get work for the tune. 21 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Been playing since they say this. Nashville cats get work before they're too picky.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You gotta love it. I love that. Got to. It's a requirement. I just decided that. It's a requirement that you love that song. Like, that's going to do me a whole lot of good to require it, right? Anyway, this is one that I love this. Why? I have no idea. But this is Nathan Evans doing the Wellerman Sea Shanty. I know John will like this.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. Hands to the side, harp and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as affair, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The Wellerman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the
will a man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
I love that. I just love that. It's a song about whaling, I figured out. I love it. It's fantastic. Okay, I guess. I think it's fantastic. Okay, I'm a little bit off center. Yes, I realize that. I like things that other people go, huh? But that's okay. That's okay. Not a problem. All right, guys, guess what? We're down to the end now. And I've got 5 minutes, which means one more song. But I want to take this time to say thank you all for joining me today because I had a great time. I mean, the day before I was doing this was kind of crunched and busy and things had to get done, and I come down to the wire. I didn't get into the studio until 26 minutes, 27 minutes after. So it was kind of like I didn't have time to tell you guys I was there. It was just kind of like, okay, I am here. I'll just start it. They'll know. Because that was all I had time for. But I had fun. I had fun. I played some really good music. And I love that Corn Badges, Three Corn Badges song. I mean, it just, okay, you're going down this road. Yeah, and you come to this dirt road. Okay, take the right-hand turn. It's a T. Take the right-hand turn on the other dirt road. And then you follow it down. You pass two cornfields and three cotton fields, and then another corn field. So in all, you've passed two cotton fields and three corn patches. And then the house that's right next to that corn patch is the one you want. And remember that, because that's how you get there. I don't know where you're going, but that's how you get there, okay? Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I hope you had fun, because that's what it's all about, is to enjoy the music and have fun. That's the main point of music, to have fun. Okay, and it doesn't matter what kind of music you like. If you enjoy it and it gives you pleasure and it makes you happy, that's all that's important, okay? And if you can kind of stretch your mind just a little bit now and again and listen to a song or two that maybe you don't really care for that kind of music, but if you're willing to listen to it, you might find something about it you like, and who knows? It may grow to be something that you would listen to voluntarily once in a while. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance. Music, there's all kinds of music. There's all kinds of people. Give yourself a chance to just kind of spread your awareness and listen to something different than you would normally listen to. Because you might be able, if you're a musician, you might be able to do something with it that changes this weird song over here that I'm not really sure about. But you could change it and make it into something that fits into your favorite genre of music. And then you like it. And other people will like it. So keep an open mind. Keep an open mind. Always listen. You never know what you're going to find. But thank you for joining me, and I do hope you really enjoyed it. I really do hope that. And everybody that's out in internet land that is listening, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you heard some songs that you liked. Some songs that you loved. Just enjoy it, and hey, come back and join me on Thursday for another one. We got more music. We got more fun. So come on in on Thursday. Same station, same channel, same bat time. Just, yeah, come listen with me. I'll be here. And to do it out, we got Sundown with Gordon Lightfoot.
Sundown.
Sometimes I think it's a sin.